You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Remarkable Rhythm is a unique dance theatre show for children and their families with integrated access to engage audiences with different types of sensory loss. I'm joined now by dancer and choreographer Crystal Eslow. Crystal, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me again.
Now, we spoke to you last when Remarkable Rhythm was still in development and you were looking for support from the blind and partially sighted community for audio description on the project. What's been happening in the last year?
Wow. So in the last year, it's been a good time for me to reflect on all the feedback that I got from those people who really contributed. I mean, they gave me so much information. They really were part of the project and they shared not only throughout it, but kind of gave me things to kind of take away as well. And so I've been kind of sorting all of that. And then I've applied again for funding from Arts Council Wales and received it to make the show into a production that will tour Wales and as well as one show in Brighton.
And tell us about the show, Remarkable Rhythm. What's it all about?
So goodness, rhythm is about connecting with people who are unlike you. And so I guess it's for young people 11 plus and their families, but it's suitable for all ages. And it's really about these two very different characters. Rhythm is really spontaneous and loves moving, and everything is music. Every sound is music. While Glass is really steady. And glasses is likes pattern and repetition and the same. And so when they meet each other, they're intrigued by the other and really interested in each other, but they don't know how to connect because they both connect with the world so differently. And so, it's just about each of us and how we experience people who are different from us and how we negotiate those relationships to come together. The whole show, is told through visual storytelling, and all of the text is audio descriptive. And so my hope is that people can either watch it or listen to it or both. They kind of have different ways to connect with the show, but in each way, they're not losing anything. They're kind of connecting with it, how they connect with the world.
Yeah, and how does that sort of integration of performance for people with different sensory needs work in practice?
Goodness, in practice, it's about exploring with people of those communities. So I have Tafsila Khan, who is on the project as audio description consultant, and that is kind of in a wide range of support. So she's just supporting me in writing the script, but also in being there for rehearsals to hear how that actually feels played out. Because the performers speak the audio description live, it kind of adds something different to an audio describer who's speaking it sitting down. We may be out of breath sometimes. You hear our voice in different parts of the room. And so it adds a new element to it, which I think is really exciting. And so she'll support that as well as supporting us for the integrated touch tour. Every single show starts with a touch tour. And so she's going to do some training for myself, and we'll invite other people in the arts sector in Wales to come and join into that. And so in practice, it's about actually collaborating with members of those communities. And it feels good.
And Remarkable Rhythm, as we say, is about to embark on a tour throughout Wales and into Brighton as well. Whereabouts can we find you?
Yes. So you can find the tour definitely on my website, which is simply crystaleslow.com. Yeah. And we're opening in at the Riverfront in Newport. And then we're going over to Brighton right after that. And then we're at Theatre Cloyd in North Wales. And then Sherman Theatre and the Met, and maybe even Dance Blast in Abergavenny. So we're really trying to take the show to all parts of Wales so that a lot of people get this experience of connecting with the show as is, and that they don't have to think about which one they come to, because each one offers the live audio description, the visual storytelling and the integrated touch tour.
For someone who's blind or partially sighted and has never been to a dance performance like this before, what can they expect?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think they can expect something that feels human. I mean, that's what I aim to do, something that feels really that they can connect with it on a human level, so that it doesn't feel something that is really strangely artistic. You know, my sisters aren't artists. And so I always kind of run things by them to say, OK, and they all have children. So I kind of say, what does this sound like to you? And if they're like, no, that just sounds creepy and arty, you know, like we would never take our kids to that. Then I draw it back. And so I make sure that it always feels human. And so I think what they can expect is something that feels dynamic, exciting, something that draws them in for them to connect with on a human level.
And has working on Remarkable Rhythm made you consider working on more dance projects that would appeal to blind and partially sighted audiences?
Yes, definitely. Over the past few years, I've focused a lot more on dance projects that appeal to deaf audiences. And so I want to make sure that I'm not kind of singling people out, that I'm actually thinking about all communities. And so, yeah, this for me is a start, or not the start, a part of the journey, a kind of a big step in the journey. I've started previous to this writing integrated audio descriptions in my work, but never in this way, where it was performed by the performers live. So this feels like definitely a giant step forward for myself, but also for the arts sector. And I hope a lot of other people take these ideas and use them.
So is this a style that's been done previously, or is this something that's sort of quite unique to Remarkable Rhythm?
I believe it's quite unique to Remarkable Rhythm. I think most times when people do integrated audio description, it's within text as well. So there would be, you know, it's still like a play text. And then within that, there's audio description. So I think this is probably I can't ever say something's the first time, but one of the quite new to being with all of the text is only audio descriptive. So yeah, I think that would be, is kind of new. And I think in dance in general, usually it's kind of separate and you listen to it with headphones on. But to bring a dance piece and then to kind of make it feel like dance theatre through the audio description, I think that does feel quite new.
Fantastic. Well, how can we find tickets for the performances?
If you go to my website, crystalslow.com, it'll have all the links to the tickets of the different venues. That way it's all in one place.
Crystal S. Lowe, writer and director of Remarkable Rhythm, we wish you the very best for the tour. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.